Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مدي فيوز ومدن شاء الله ما شاء الله عز وجل welcome back to another episode of our series. The name of our series is Our Quran. Yes, your Quran, my Quran, our Quran. It's a Quran for every single one of us, mashallah azza wa jal. Within this series, mashallah ta'ala, we, with each episode, hear about a new, a different, a topic of Islam covered in light of the glorious Quran. For us to attain a closeness, a greater relationship to the glorious Quran, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, let's begin with a virtue of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the final messenger, Rasulullah Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever sends salat upon me 10 times, upon the messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that individual shall receive my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Many benefits of salawat on that day when true justice shall be observed, when true justice shall be granted, when we shall be held accountable for our deeds. On that day where we would of course be in dire need for help of any kind, the only help we can gain is at the blessed feet of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And that individual who recites salawat upon the noble messenger 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam tells us that he shall intercede for that person on the day of judgment, inshallahu azza wa jal. Let's recite salawat together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, and inshallah, mashallah, azza wa jal. Today, of course, as we do every single day, we have another topic. Now, today's topic is, it's a brilliant topic. You can say a beloved topic. It's a beloved topic because today's topic is our Quran and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Quran and the awliya. The friends of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created human beings. Human beings have been honored amongst the entire creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched human beings with understanding, with reflection, with reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated through the aql the rank of humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them knowledge, and through knowledge superiority over all of creation. And this is why the humans are known as Ashraful Makhluqat, the most noble of creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first man, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And from the backbone, you can say, from the loin of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there were his beloved children, one after another. And then from amongst those, a prophet or a messenger chosen, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, approximately 124,000, approximately we say, 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst all of these people who came into this world, who were born of this world, some of them, they had affirmed the divinity, the oneness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepted the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their respective times. They strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spreading the teachings given to them by their respected and honorable prophets. They spread the teachings of ultimately, which is all known as Islam. But sadly, amongst the people, there were also those who denied the existence, the oneness, the greatness, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denied his religion, denied Islam altogether. Some wandered into the darkness of the valleys of disbelief, the valleys of shirk, the valleys of polytheism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the guidance of humanity, sent prophets and messengers. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam being the very first prophet sent to the world. As I said, approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were sent one after another. We had Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the last and final prophet of and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin and he is Khatimun Nabiyyin. He is the Khatam, he is the seal of all prophets. He is Khatim, he is the final of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final. So if he is the seal of prophets, if he is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send one after another, many, sometimes even in the same time, sent to different places, to different lands, many prophets. However, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whose apparent demise has taken place, we're nearing 1500 years now since his blessed time. So then who will continue with the work of spreading, propagating, protecting Islam? How does that continue? Of course, there was the era of the companions. The noble companions, the greatest of all people, every single one of them promised Jannah. Yes, then there were the Tabi'un, those who saw the companions, of course, the true Muslims. And then the Atba'u Tabi'een, those who came after them. These were the three generations, the three Khairul Qurun, the best of generations. Yes, the generation of the Messenger, and then the next generation, the next generation. My dear viewers of Allah, but after this, who is there? And there's a word which is used, waliyullah, is plural, is awliya. Now, technically, if you are to look at the word awliya, this includes the prophets and messengers. But the prophets and messengers, they also had nubuwa. Yes, they had a risala, they had a prophethood, they had messengership. Whereas that ended with the Messenger of Allah, the last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So then who continues after them? Who are the ambassadors? Who are the representatives? Who are the custodians? Who are the pillars who uphold the religion? These are other awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who bring people towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who save people from committing sin. Those who bring people closer to Islam. They continue to strive for the honor and the greatness, of course, the elevation of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the greatness, the rank of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places throughout the glorious Quran itself. Their status, their honor, their qualities. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are they to be recognized? Yes. There are many qualities mentioned throughout the glorious Quran. Some people are very quick to dismiss such individuals. However, when it comes to the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their greatness, their dhikr has been mentioned in not only throughout the glorious Quran, but also these ahadith about such great qutb, aqtab, such great poles, such great individuals who uphold the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Such great men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's begin with the glorious Quran, where the word awliya has explicitly been mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a group of people. These group of people have been named and they are known as the awliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated within the glorious Quran, Ala inna awliya, unquestionably, O people, be aware. Unquestionably, indeed, the friends of Allah. That's what awliya actually means, the friends of Allah. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. No fear shall be upon them. No fear shall be upon them, nor shall they grieve. No fear shall be upon them. That's the first one. And nor shall they grieve. That's the second. Reviews of Madani Channel. This is a sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people who do not have fear. Why? What is fear? You are afraid, worried for something. It could be your wealth, your home, family members, your very own self, your own life. Fear. But if you think about it, fear of what? Another person? Is he stronger than Allah? No. Okay. Fear of losing money, but who gives money? It is Allah. Fear of one's own life. Who gives and takes life? It is Allah. Fear of losing my job. Who has promised me sustenance? Allah. Fear. Fear of darkness. Sometimes. Fear of darkness. But what can happen even in the darkness without the permission of Allah? Fear of animals, predators. But if my protector is Allah, then what is it to fear? You see, the awliya are awliya. Awliya means friends. They are friends, but they are friends of Allah. If you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whom you trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whom you have this belief, you have this deep belief, this, you know, you have this certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my friend. I have Allah. I can hope in Allah. I can turn to Allah. Anything I wish to ask, I can ask from Allah. The one who provides is Allah. The one who gives is Allah. Nothing can harm me without the will of Allah. Nothing can pain me without the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. A snake, if it was to bite me, even the poison cannot cause me harm without the permission of Allah. Nothing can happen without the permission of Allah, which means if anything does or did or is going to happen, it will only be with the permission of Allah. But I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed for this to happen to me, then it's fine. I don't mind. What is it fear? لا خوف عليهم. There are people who, they do not fear, they do not grieve. Even if they were to lose everything. Why? Because it is Allah Ta'ala that gave it to me. Allah Ta'ala can take it back. And if He wishes, He'll give it to me again. Somebody has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You see, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one sign. They have no khawf, no fear of worldly things, of the creation. What is it to fear? No worry. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has happened? No way. The awliya, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You need to be patient, we'll be patient. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Another verse of the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a group of people, again, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And those who spend their nights. They spend the nights, what? For their Lord, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do they spend their nights? They spend their nights in prostration. They spend their nights performing ruku'. They spend their nights performing sujood. They spend their nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing in worship. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of Allah. Do not we think, okay, it's now sundown, time for Salatul Maghrib. Let's read our Salatul Maghrib. And then, okay, Salatul Aisha. How much is Salatul Aisha? It's 4 sunnah, it's 4 fard, it's 2 sunnah, 2 nafal, 3 witr, 2 nafal. Oof, that's so long. You don't have to read it. If you don't read it, it's not a sin, is it? No, it's not a sin. So then I don't have to read it. Okay, it is nafal. So then I won't read it. That's one. We find it difficult to even read those nawafil. Okay, I'll quickly read my Salatul Aisha and then I'll do this. Oh, it's sunnah ghayr mu'akkada. Okay, so if I don't read it, I'm going to be sinful, you know. Oh, so the Prophet misses sometimes, so that means we could miss it. My dear viewers, I'm on the new channel. One thing is leaving, sometimes even sunnahs. Of course, even in fara'id, people are lazy. One thing is missing the fara'id. Of course, that's minimum. There's the wajibat. You know, the necessary actions. The sunnahs of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are necessary. Which are ultimately, they are necessary. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger of Allah for us to follow him, for us to follow in his footsteps. We have been told about the importance of the sunnah within the Quran. Very important, of course. And the nawafil. These nawafil that we have are from some sort of narration of some fada'il mentioned. You know, if a person recites this many raka'at before, for example, Salat al-Dhuhr, before, if he recites 4 raka'at after, etc., then Jannah will be wajib for him. You know, there's various narrations. We've struggled to read these. Of course, that's what the awliya. They spend their entire night standing in prayer, going into ruku', going into sujood, reciting sometimes even the entire Quran. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a blessed hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who states, adopt standing in worship at night, because this was the way of the righteous before you. Standing at night is a means of closeness to your Lord. It erases sins and it prevents future sins. This is a practice which Allahu Akbar, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, my dear viewers of Muhammad, inshallah, to act upon this. Allahu Akbar, truly. You know, we hear about Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. We hear about, with one ablution, they would pray the Salat al-Aisha and then also pray the Salat al-Fajr. Why? Because they didn't sleep at night. they spent their nights in worship. They pray the Salatul Isha, they'll continue performing the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, performing Salah, reciting the glorious Quran, all the up until Salatul Fajr. Nights of asleep, aren't they? Of course, yeah, nights of asleep. But for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no such thing as sleep being unaware of the greatness, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment of their life is with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment. These are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how they spend their nights. Sometimes crying in fear. Yes, crying. Weeping out of love, striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please their master. It has been stated that Sayyidina Qabisa ibn Uqba, rahmanahu ta'ala, he says that I saw Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmanahu ta'ala, Sufyan al-Thawri, a brilliant scholar, a great scholar, Sufyan al-Thawri, he's a imam of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He says, I saw Sufyan al-Thawri in a dream after he had passed away. And I asked him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with you? So then Sufyan al-Thawri rahmanahu ta'ala, he replies and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored me with his vision. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said that, O Ibn Sa'id, glad tidings to you. I am pleased with you. The question was asked, why? The reason given was, because you used to worship me at night with tears and a softened heart. Then it was said, this is Jannah which is before you. Whichever palace you wish to enter, choose it and enter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted such a rank to his righteous people. But how to attain that rank? Who are those individuals? They are those, la khawfun alayhim. They are those people who have no fear of worldly things. They are those individuals who, they spend their nights sujjadan, in prostration and in qiyam, in the remembrance, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that there are those who say, O our Lord, turn us away from the punishment of the fire of hell. Indeed, its punishment is an impossible and inseparable suffering. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, the verse of the Quran which is mentioned, that it is an evil place to settle and to reside, the fire of hell. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them safeguarded from the fire of hell, from its severities. They seek protection from the fire of hell. They seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of hell, because they know of its severity. They know of the minimum punishment of hell. A person shall be made to wear slippers from which their brains would boil. They have that constant fear only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would seek refuge from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to also do this. Ya Allah, protect us from the fire of hell. Of course, we are not capable in the slightest. Even a spark from hell would place the entire world on fire. Just a spark. Don't you hear about huge fires? Just a spark from the fire of hell would bring this entire world ablaze. In another verse of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. Those people who, when they spend, neither are they extravagant, nor are they miserly. This is a trait of the awliya, the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spend happily. They do not exceed their limits, nor are they greedy, miserly. They adopt moderation, they adopt balance. Neither excess, which is one extreme, and nor stinginess, the other extreme. See, the Amir al-Sunnah teaches us a rule which I think is brilliant. He states that, and this is something along the lines of what he states, that where $100, this is an example dollars I'm using, where $100 needs to be spent, do not spend $1 less. Do not spend $99. Where £100 needs to be spent, do not spend 99. Where £1, where $1 does not need to be spent, do not spend $1. That's a beautiful rule. Where $100 needs to be spent, don't be miserly, don't be greedy and spend less. Where $1 does not need to be spent, do not be wasteful. Do not be extravagant and even spend that one single dollar, that one single pounds. And I think if you're to adopt this rule taught to us by Sidi Amir al-Sunnah, it is phenomenal. Meaning, is it a must? Do we need to spend it? Is it beneficial? What's holding me back? Is it greed? No, I'm going to spend it because it needs to be spent. But does money need to be spent here? Is it a waste? It's a waste. Then why am I going to spend it? Allahu Akbar. And of course, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those individuals who are free from what? They are free from shirk. They are free from murder. They are free from immorality. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those individuals who they spend their life, their every moment in servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform their fara'id, and this is what gains, makes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And after the fara'id, a person continues to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sunnahs, through the nawafil, etc. And then he will continue and continue and continue to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala tells us, until he loves that person. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves that person. All of the angels in the heavens love that person. The creation in the world, the fish in the ocean, the animals in the jungle, everyone, everything is commanded to love that person. So if we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have everything. If we do not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ultimately we have nothing. These were just a few traits of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be honest, there is so much more to be said. There is so much more to be said. But we just mention a few verses of the glorious Quran in our episode, or in light, especially of today's topic, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. Join us next time for more of our Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we are walking through.